Now, what to make of reporter Jane Mayer's lengthy expose of the relationship between Fox News and the Trump White House, the closest we've come to having state TV, according to presidential historian Nicole Hemmer. The article included the multi-source claim that before the 2016 election, Fox killed its own reporter's story of Stormy Daniels' hush money payment. Again, this was long before the Wall Street Journal broke that story after the election. That President Trump tried to pressure the Justice Department into blocking a media merger just to spite CNN, and that Fox News CEO Roger Ailes tipped off Trump about questions in the 2015 debate. Dylan Byers is senior media reporter for NBC and MSNBC. Dylan, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And look, we know that the Trump administration is cozy with Fox News. It had been reported before that Sean Hannity calls the president every night after his show. You have Bill Shine, the former Fox executive, who's now director of communications. The president recently tried to appoint a former Fox reporter, Heather Nauert, who'd been at the communications department of the State Department, tried to appoint her ambassador to the UN. Is this really new?
Well, there's a lot in this report that will be familiar to folks who have followed the relationship between the Trump administration and Fox News. And there's a lot in here that sort of falls into the category of offensive to liberal sensibility, offensive to our sort of 20th century understanding of the responsibility and the expected integrity of any organization that branded itself as news. Now, all that said, amid that, there are actually some very significant revelations here, most notably the revelation that President Trump ordered his chief economic advisor, Gary Cohn, to pressure the Justice Department into blocking AT&T's acquisition of Time Warner. And so what you see in this report really is the sort of incredible return on investment that Rupert Murdoch got from creating the Fox News channel more than 20 years ago.
So in the case of the AT&T Time Warner potential merger, CNN would have been involved in that. It was said that Trump was trying to, you know, spite CNN. Meanwhile, shortly after, there was a merger that involved Fox that sailed through. But, you know, this falls into, we start falling into the, you know, people thought that Trump had had a hand in this. Is there any criminal result or legal action because maybe we have more proof that he did?
Well, so the reporting here from Jane Mayer about Trump specifically ordering Gary Cohn to have the Justice Department block the AT&T takeover of Time Warner, that to me is, if not an invitation to a legal investigation, it is an invitation to an investigation by Democratic lawmakers. We can't ignore the context in which this Jane Mayer report happens. It happens right on the heels of Democrats finally having some leverage in Congress. Now, you know, Mayer's report is based off of one well-placed source. That alone is not, grounds for anything other than a Democratic investigation, but a Democratic investigation into an attempt to sort of influence regulation of mergers and acquisitions could be quite significant. And I think it gives the Democrats more fodder for those investigations.
Well, what about her reporting that Fox killed its own reporter story about the hush money payments to Stormy Daniels? This was in the run-up to the election. And according to Mayer's reporting, this reporter went to several editors and one said to her something like, good reporting, kiddo, but Rupert Murdoch wants Trump to win, so we're shelving it. And she tried to get it aired again after the Wall Street Journal, after the election, came out with its reporting and couldn't. I mean, hiding a story.
Right. And so this to me is there's some gray area here. It is offensive. It is arguably unethical. It's arguably immoral. Does it become a legal matter? I think it's a little bit more difficult to get that one through.
Well, and the same probably applies to her reporting that Roger Ailes tipped off candidate Trump about Megyn Kelly's debate question about Trump's history of making disparaging remarks about women. A lot of people thought he came back awfully quickly with that line about Rosie O'Donnell. This reporting may explain it, but as you say, Dylan Byers, it's offensive, but recent polling showed that 99% of CNN viewers believe President Trump has been lying about the Russia investigation, and just 12% of Fox viewers thought the president had lied.
This is the story of our time. There is a balkanization of the media, and we are living in separate silos now as Americans, based off of the news that we choose to consume, based off of the sources that now reinforce our own worldview. And in the case of the Fox News viewers, they are getting a lot of misinformation.
Well, and we just got to look inside the silo. Dylan Byers, senior media reporter for NBC and MSNBC, thank you.
Thank you.